Mrs. Finkelstein, you were telling me about your schooling in Pittsburgh. Would you tell me again?
Well, I did go for 6 months. Mm-hmm. I was able to go until I became pregnant, and I had a kid.
And how did you learn to speak English?
Mostly I learned being in business. We had a store on Murray Avenue. At that time it was only produce. And I stayed already with my husband, and that's where I learned. It was our second year when I came here.
Yeah. And where did you learn to write English? In school?
In school, during the 6 months, because I knew Latin, and that made it easier for me. I knew Russian to write,
You could write,
yeah.
So you picked up the English to write it.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Then you had no Gentile classmates, but did you have Gentile friends? Were you socially friendly with them?
Yes.
In what way?
Through business.
Through business.
We lived with all Gentile, mostly Gentile.
You visited back and forth?
Yes. It was in our apartment, and all...
Where were you living?
In the south side. Yeah.
And, of course, you didn't go to Cheder because you had gone to Cheder in Europe.
That's right.
And you went to music, to concerts?
Yes. To
you Jada's. Remember where they were held?
Well, mostly in Oakland.
In Oakland. This was about 1927?
Something like that.
Something like that, 1928. Yeah. Did you go to the Yiddish theater
other
theater?
Oh, yeah.
You went to those. Yeah. Did you attend lectures? What kind?
Very little. Because I didn't have the time and the opportunity.
Did your husband go to lectures?
Yes.
Did he belong to the socialist party?
No.
He didn't?
No. Mm-hmm.
Did you ever get to go to the libraries in Pittsburgh?
Yeah.
And what kind of newspapers did you read in Pittsburgh?
At that time it was Post Gazette and Press. We always had the Press. And the Jewish paper, the Poet.
When you came to the United States, did you think of yourself as a religious person?
No.
You were not non-religious.
I was religious to a point. To a point, mm-hmm. Yes.
In what ways were you religious?
I went shopping. I used to go in town. I used to go in movies. I used to... But as far as in the house, I kept kosher, Pesach, and milchadikim, fleishadikim.
Did you change any of your religious practices during your first 5 years in Pittsburgh?
No.
No. You told me that you still kept milchadikim and fleishadikim.
I still do now, too. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Did you attend a synagogue here in Pittsburgh?
Oh, yeah.
Where?
At first, we used to belong to Beshankov Shul.
And this was where?
That was
on
Beshankov Shul. What street was it?
Franklin Street.
Oh, yes. What was it like? It was real Orthodox Shul.
Real Orthodox.
And how often did you go?
Rabbi Sisko was a rabbi.
Oh, yeah. That's all right. We pick him up, too.
Yeah.
How often did you go?
Yontif.
Just Yontif. Mm-hmm. And in your home, you carried on all the religious observances.
Oh, yes.
You were strictly religious.
You
benched left.
Yes, I still do.
Did you have any change in health due to the climate or the food or when you first came to Pittsburgh?
No.
Not at all? You weren't affected?
No.
And did you go to the... where did you go to get any medical help? What doctors did you use?
I used a doctor just when I was supposed to have my children.
Do you
remember
his name?
Yeah, Haggerty.
Haggerty, doctor.
Yeah, doctor.
What were the first organizations that you belonged to? Do you remember the name of the synagogue was what?
The synagogue
was
Beshankov.
Did you belong to a Zionist group or a labor group?
Yeah,
socialist
Zionist group.
We always did, even at home.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Did you belong to these organizations that gave to charity?
Oh, yeah.
Which one was that? From the shul?
In the shul and the baby home.
Uh-huh. And did they use
the Chesed Salamis at that time? It was my mother took me in as a member.
Mm-hmm. How about the pishkes that they gave you? You used to use that to save money, too, so that they would...
Yes.
Did you contribute in any other way? Through the shul or through drives?
Mostly through the shul.
Through the shul.
I don't think there was any drives then.
No.
It was in a Tamatere congregation.
Well, that was in the south side.
Oh, I see.
Yes.
Uh-huh. Where did you go mostly to have a good time? Right here in Pittsburgh, downtown?
Yeah.
You went with your husband?
That's right.
Did you go with girlfriends?
But, yes, with relations. Mostly,
but mostly with the family.
They were a big family. They had five sisters and two brothers.
You had a large
family.
So
we all stuck together.
Yes. Yeah. Did you have anything to do with sports at all?
No.
And did you go to any sporting events like baseball? Or?
No.
Mm-hmm.
We played bridge.
Did you know of the YMCA at that time?
Yes.
Did it help you in any way?
Yes.
Wow.
With my children. They used to bring them down when they were babies.
What for?
To weigh them, to check them.
For their health.
For their health.
It wasn't the YMCA, was it? It was
no,
what?
No. It was the Aaron Kaufman settlement.
And you went there for what reason?
To check the babies when I have the children were little. Mm-hmm. To weigh them, to give them the formula, and...
just take care of them, to look them over.
That's right.
Then there was no non-Jewish agency never helped you in any way?
No.
No. Did you go to any local meeting places with your husband? Or?
No.
No, not particularly?
No.
The Zionists, where did they meet?
Yeah, we belonged, but we never did go.
Too much
because
to
the meetings. We were always busy in the business. And
when in the first 5 years in Pittsburgh you met people through your business mainly, or through the shul?
Through the family, really.
Mostly through the family?
Yes, and neighbors around.
You told me your husband had a big family.
Yes.
How big was it?
There were five sisters and two brothers.
And you stayed mostly with the family?
Mostly with the family.
Were you friendly with any non-Jewish people?
Yes.
That lived in your neighborhood?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Did any of these first friends way back remain your lasting friends?
Yes.
How many of you have? Do you see them now?
Yeah, the ones from when we were in business in this, from the south side, neighbors, we still visit each other.
You do?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And you didn't have family here in Pittsburgh, but your husband.
That's right.
And you were all friendly, and with whom did you celebrate Pesach at that time?
With his family.
With his family.
Yes. Uh-huh. His parents used to make a very big Seder.
Yes.
And they were all together. Mm-hmm.
During those first 5 years, did you maintain any contacts with people in Europe or other parts of the world?
Yes, I used to correspond with the parents the first 5 years.
Whose parents?
Mine.
When you came here, they were still living?
Yes.
Oh, your parents were alive when you left?
Yeah, until 10 years later my father died. And then
that was
until
in 1935?
It was, yes. 1935.
And where were your brothers by then, the one brother? Was he still there?
One was already in South Africa.
South Africa.
Yeah.
But your parents remained in Lithuania.
That's right.
Are you an American citizen?
Yeah.
How did you come to get your citizenship?
Well, I only had to wait a year. Being my husband was a citizen, I only had to wait a year, and I got my papers.
Do you remember when you first voted?
I don't remember the exact date.
No,
I've been voting for a long time.
Yes. Well, how much after you came, Mike?
I would say, I think, 1935, after I became a citizen, I think I started to vote already.
About 1935?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
To what party did you belong?
I didn't belong to any party.
Democratic?
Democratic.
Why did you belong to the Democratic Party?
I was explained that this is the Papa party to
party
belong
of the
to.
People.
Yeah, my husband always did.
Mm-hmm.
So I...
You belong to the party.
Yeah.
Were you active at all in the party?
No.
No. You met your husband, of course. You grew up as children together.
Yeah.
And then you renewed your friendship later on.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. And how old were you then? About... When you were married?
24.
24. And how old was he?
The same age.
24. And do you remember what date you were married?
Yeah, July...
What year?
July the 7th, 1925.
Mm-hmm. You were married in Europe?
Yeah.
And you knew each other all your life? If your marriage was prearranged, wasn't it, in a way?
Yeah, he had made out his papers right here.
Your parents, though, had said years ago they wished that you two would marry.
His parents. Yeah.
His parents.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Do you think it would have been prearranged? Well, it was prearranged because you still were in Europe.
Yeah.
And your mate was from the same country, in the same town as you were.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Did you or your friends marry non-Jews?
No.
What was your feeling about that, about marrying non-Jews? Did you have any feeling about it?
I wouldn't approve of it.
Why wouldn't you have approved of it?
Well, I don't think it could be a happy marriage.
It didn't work out good. Did you have any problems of adjustment during your first years of marriage? Any hard problems of any kind?
Yes, we did. We did.
Just in what way? In making a living, mostly?
In making a living.
Mostly.
Yes. Yeah, for a while.
But with each other, not particularly?
No.
No?
No.
Mm-hmm. Who made the decisions in your home? Your husband?
In our house?
Yes, in your house.
We usually together.
Together?
Together.
Was this different than in your own home in Europe?
Yes.
In what way?
In Europe, my mother was only busy with her husband, with the children. It was always a big family.
Oh.
And my father was the one.
He made the decisions.
Yeah.
You told me you have children.
Yeah.
How many children do you have?
Two girls.
And what kind of schooling did your children receive?
College education.
They went to public school and high school.
High school and college.
And college.
That's right.
And are they particularly trained for anything?
They took up the younger one, chemistry, and she got a scholarship for that.
Did she become a teacher?
No, she never did. Her husband wouldn't let her. She had to work at the first few years to help him get his degree,
mm-hmm.
his doctor's degree, then his postdoctoral degree.
Mm-hmm.
And he never approved of her after that to go to work. And she quit after he was through.
Did he become a doctor of medicine?
No, of chemistry.
Of chemistry.
Yeah.
PhD of chemistry.
That's right.
Did any of your two children receive any Jewish education?
Sunday school.
To where?
In Southside, when we lived in Southside.
They went to some Sunday school there.
Yes, there.
You
they,
remember?
We had a Jewish community.
Oh, you had a Jewish community.
We had a shul there. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Was there any different, real significant difference between the way you were raised and the way you raised your children?
Yes.
In what way?
In the opportunities what I had here, we didn't get there.
Yet you went to school in Europe.
I went to school, but there wasn't any other entertainments like belonging to clubs and meeting places, boys, girls, like they have it here.
Here they had great freedom.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Do you remember any problems in raising your children which were due to the fact that you were an immigrant?
No.
You had no problems?
It happened so. They were both very good, and they... didn't require any help from me or from him. They did their work all by themselves.
What else would you like to tell me, Mrs. Finkelstein, about the way you feel about America, your country, your flag?
I feel very dedicated to it, and I think it's nothing but right. All the opportunities we have it here, we don't get it from where I come from. We didn't get it. And I'm thankful for the opportunities that we both had here to accomplish what we did in a short time, like 16 years we were in business. We had the opportunity of raising the children in a nice way, to marry them with nice boys. They're established, either both of them. And I have no regret for anything, really.
This couldn't have happened in Europe?
Never.
Why not? Couldn't have happened there?
Maybe if we would lived in a city, maybe we would have the opportunity. But the little town where we lived, from where I come from, there was no opportunity for young ones.
No. What business would they have to go into? Become a farmer? Or?
No, not exactly. There is business. There are little stores.
But it would have been education, a poor living.
Like a bookkeeper, or work in the stores, or move to the city in Kovne. Over there, they would have better opportunity, or we would maybe had. But we didn't live in a big city. We lived in a big town.
Why did your brother go to South Africa?
He got married, and he couldn't make a living.
That was where, in Russia?
That was in Lithuania.
Lithuania.
Yeah. And she had a big family, uncles and aunts, in South Africa. And they thought it would be a good chance for him to bring him over first and work himself up and then take over his wife. And they had a child already. Mm-hmm. And that would happen.
How is it now in South Africa?
Very good.
Very good. They make a good living. They're not discriminated against in any way.
No, they're not.
And you told me you went to visit them?
Yes.
How did you like it there?
I like it very much.
Is there much of a Jewish
colony
there?
Johannesburg is it's a big Jewish city, and they are most Lithuanian.
Oh, really?
Most Lithuanian, 90% of the Jewish
Lithuanians. You think a good many Lithuanians went to South Africa?
Oh, yes.
Wonder why.
Yes, at that time. That happened already after I left, after 1925.
After 1925.
They started it because America was closed.
It was closing up its immigration.
That's right.
I see.
Yeah.
Well, it's been a very big pleasure talking to you, Mrs. Finkelstein.
Well, the same here.
And I'm very happy that I could get you. I know you're a very busy woman. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.